everybody. Today we will be overviewing on why the gacha community is just so toxic and maybe how we can fix it. So, disclaimer before I actually start up this podcast, the whole community isn't toxic. Like, there's many great parts of the community, so do not go attacking the community after you hear this, because a lot of the community is really nice, and I bet if you, like, get to know some people in the community, you can make some pretty good friends. Anyway, if you don't know what Gacha Life is, I will give a tiny and brief explanation. So basically, Gacha Life is a game made by, like, Looney, or for, like, a longer term, Lunime. Now, Looney is a popular developer in the Gacha franchise, making Gacha World, Gacha Life, or just Gacha, oh, and Gachaverse, and many other games that are very popular to this day. Now, Gacha Life is self-explanatory, but basically, you can make your own characters and then make your own stories out of them. And you can make over 50 characters, which is really good. You can also pick from a variety of backgrounds. You can do anything, basically. A lot of people have also used Gacha Life for edits, animation memes, and more. The community seems very well built. Well, that's not until you get to the deeper parts of the community. So, about the deeper parts of the community, today we will be reviewing the most popular one that probably most of us has heard about, the Gacha Heats. Now, before you ask, like, any questions about Gacha Heats, yeah, if you don't know what heat is, it's when wolves go into, like, their mating season, which basically means they all want to do each other, and they, like, basically need it, because, yeah, they'll be in pain if they don't have a good time with the others. So what Gacha does, or, like, what these people do, is they use the accessories that make them look inappropriate and have, like, underwear and, like, pants and, like, you know, like, stuff that wouldn't be worn in normal occasions. And what they do with this is they make videos of Gacha Life sex. They do Gacha Life heat help. Yeah, just many things that is not good for a child-friendly game. Now, a lot of people have mixed feelings about this. In my opinion, I feel like it is horrible that the Gacha community has turned into this, because I have been a part of the Gacha community ever since normal plain Gacha came out. And I'll tell you, it wasn't this bad, and I think what started this all, the lewds and the heats and stuff, was the Movie Star Planet YouTubers. They finally got into Gacha, because once I started seeing them get into, like, Gachaverse and stuff, that's when the whole fandom started going down. But back on the Gacha heats, so they'll also make TikToks, Instagram videos, they'll lewd people, they'll say, like, they'll put you in, yeah, you know, you get the gist. And what's, like, so bad about this is it's supposed to be a game for, like, kids. It's not supposed to be something that's adult material, which is really upsetting, because kids, like, under 9 may see the Gacha Heats and think that it's okay and that it's normal for that kind of stuff to be online, and it's not a good influence at all. Yeah, you get my gist. A lot of people say, well, gacha heats shouldn't be discriminated or anything because, you know, everybody's different, and I agree that they shouldn't be hated on and discriminated, but they still shouldn't be posting videos like that in public for other people to see and judge. So, yeah, but gacha heats kind of like ruin the game because it's supposed to be a nice family-friendly game that wasn't really supposed to have a bad reputation with stuff like this at all, but yeah, and imagine how Looney feels about this. Again, like, he worked so hard on this game being developed. His team of developers dedicated a lot of their time to this game just for it to be sexualized. Not fun. Well, yeah, that's what I'll be covering about gacha heats today. It wasn't the best explanation because this podcast wasn't really scripted. But if I do get more updates on the gacha heats, I will definitely inform you. So thank you for listening. Dokihara out.